The final seconds tick off. There's the horn. 51-41. Virginia winning this one. Blue collar and then some. Virginia players going to have some black and blue marks to go with the blue collar effort tonight.
How about them Wahoos, Hobbo?
Yeah, do bricklayers qualify as blue-collar job? I would say that's a blue-collar job.
I tell you what, they can dig ditches. They can build bridges. I don't care. 25-1.
Nah, it's pretty impressive, particularly when you make one three-point basket and shoot 52% from the free throw line and you still win.
By 10.
That's an amazing defensive effort. The thing about this team, they keep finding a way, regardless of who's on the floor. You know, obviously they keep losing players, but guys step up. Shayok played well yesterday. Devin Hall was in there for a brief period of time, made a nice reverse move down the reverse layup down the baseline move. So, you know, and as you said, Darian Atkins stepped up and played well, particularly after the incident between Brogdon and Perante. So.
Well, anyway, good evening, Wahoos and sports fans, ACC fans. Quite a weekend and quite a week. What with the snowstorms left and right? I felt like I drove through five of them over the last 7 days. And
we've experienced a little winter here. You know, we're going to appreciate spring.
I tell you what, spring can't get here soon enough. They were even calling potentially for snow today.
But they missed it.
That's right. All right, well, this is Frank. Hobbo's to my far right, and we are so delighted and feel fortunate to have Chris Sill.
He was signing autographs as he walked in.
I tell you what, when you're driving a luxury minivan like he is now, looking really sharp, my man. Looking sharp.
Thank you. I got to thank Catherine Sill for hooking me up with the temporary
wheels
as I look for a replacement car from the weather.
Priceless. Yeah. You, I tell you what, you can't.
I think I rock it okay though.
You're looking good.
I make
good.
It work.
I tell you, if you get some maybe those fatheads on the side of that thing, you could make it your own world, man.
That's a great idea.
I tell you, your mom would dig that. I think.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, what a weekend. This Wahoo was very proud of the Cavalier effort last night, and. Even happier still to know that our good friend and past guest, Yuri Barnes, a Manchester High School product and a UVA grad who finished in 1995, and a good friend of the show and a good friend of mine, Yuri, and Hobbo knows Yuri from his work career.
Yes, and, indeed.
We are thrilled. Yuri will be joining us shortly. And then we're going to talk everything hoop all show. This is 90% basketball, 10% Olympic sports, and
Yuri would have fit in well with this club because he liked to bang a little bit. He played defense. He blocked shots, got rebounds. You know, he would fit right in with Tony Bennett's group.
I think there's a little method to my madness. I know you guys constantly tease me, but I tell you, thinking about this, when Yuri was first playing, Cornell Parker was on the team, and can you imagine Cornell Parker on this team with his ability to guard the perimeter and get steals? He would probably set records. I mean, no doubt Yuri is perfect. I mean, Darian Atkins thinks he's, a bad blank on the box.
Well,
he's got
nothing
on Yuri Barnes.
No, but Darian, I think there's an argument to be made for most improved player. I know a lot of people will say Justin Anderson, and that's probably true, but I think Darian has made a lot of progress last year, this year. His shot selection is much, much better. His defense continues to improve. I thought he made several plays last night guarding the post.
Oh,
critical, where he got around a big guy, make a deflection, either steal it himself or tip it to a teammate.
And he scored when he needed to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as Frank said,
we're coming back to that.
Two big buckets after the injuries.
Let's say that. First off, everyone knows that Florida State has 3 7-footers. And Darian Atkins and Mike Toby neutralized those guys and at times took them to school. Boris Bojanowski, they haven't fed him since he's been at Florida State. He couldn't weigh 185 pounds. Kyle Turpin looks like a basketball player, but the coach gets mad at him and yanks him off the floor every 20 seconds. And then there's Michael Ojo, who, he could do a King Kong film. He's so big. But, to Atkins' credit and to my man, help me.
Anthony Gill.
No. And Anthony Gill was also a force in the low post, but I'm really thinking of Toby. Toby needs more minutes. He does really good things in there, and if there's one thing I would fuss at Tony Bennett occasionally about is leave the big guy in there and let him learn. Well, you don't get better by being yanked out and told, oh, you didn't get around that guy on that pick. Okay, you make the mistake. You remind him in the huddle. You leave him in there.
He's clearly not the defensive player that Atkins is, and you know Gill can be more consistent offensively. The one downfall that Mike Toby periodically he'll get the ball close to the basket, but he'll have guys strip him of the ball, and you know he still needs to get a little stronger, particularly with his hands and arms. But maybe between this year and next year, that'll continue to progress. But overall, as you say, 25-1, 13-1, pretty impressive, you know, regard. Now, they are causing me to have elevated blood pressure during the course of the games. You know, I would like one game where maybe at the last dead ball timeout, I can sit back and relax and think, well, we got this one in hand. But that has not been the case for a while.
Well, you know, I want to jump in there on that. I'm going to tell you about this team, in my opinion. Having seen them on the road now at North Carolina and NC State, and seeing some of their more rugged contests like last night's game in person, this team has its own character. And the character is every single player goes on the court and they give everything they've got. And you know what? They don't point fingers. They don't get mad. They just get even. They get the rebound. They get the steal. They get the fast break dunk. They make the follow-up.
No, they play hard. I think we got Yuri on the phone, so we'll go to him. But
let's jump in there. Yuri, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Loud and clear, big man.
Good.
All right,
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We know you had some issues in the ice and snow last Monday night that prevented you from joining us, but we're thrilled that you could be with us tonight. We always enjoyed watching you play down the low post, particularly as you contested Eric Montross and some of those other monsters back in the day. The big uglies. Talk to us about the guys that are playing in the low post for Virginia. Anthony Gill, we've got Mike Toby, and of course you've got none other than Darian Atkins.
Well, with Atkins and Gill, I sort of see, you know, the role that I played at Virginia, the rebounder, focus on defense, and you know, get my low post opportunities when I could get them. But those guys are, you know, I see myself, it's a similar situation, similar size. You know, they're both strong. But what I like about them both, they seem to be developing more as the year, as their years are going on. They're getting better offensively. But they're just real strong down low, can defend real well. And that seems to be like a staple and a signature of the team as a whole.
Yuri, this is Habbo. You were perfect from outside the 3-point line during your career. maybe we could insert you into the lineup now because we could use a little help on the perimeter shooting the ball.
Hey, I think I was 100%, right? 1-for-1?
That's right. I mean, you should have gotten another shot. I mean, you got to at least get shots until you miss one.
Right. I was good for at least 4 more. I mean, you know, hey, let me shoot my way out of that.
Well, you know, the amazing thing, and Frank and I were talking about it, and it's a credit to the team. You know, they really, almost since Justin got hurt, they have struggled to shoot the ball from the perimeter. And then last night, they couldn't make free throws. So to win under those circumstances is a tribute to the defense that Tony Bennett plays.
Right. And I think that's a tribute to our system, the defense that we play. You know, we're not going to make all the shots, and we're going to have times where free throws aren't going to fall and threes aren't going to go down and seem to be a lid on the bucket. But you know, as long as we're giving them trouble on the defensive end, you know, then we always have a shot. You know, that's how I feel, and that's what's happening. And, you know, the games aren't necessarily pretty or up and down like a lot of people want to see, but, you know, I think those are Virginia fans that don't want to see. You know, if you're concerned about how we're winning, then, you know, I think that's a different issue.
Good. I think that's a great point, Yuri. You know, having been down in the Carolinas quite a bit over the last 2 months, there's a begrudging respect that Tony Bennett has earned over the rest of the ACC, where now they understand they have to deal with Bennett ball. They have,
right.
They have to deal with Bennett's system. They have to deal with Virginia players, quite honestly, that are more determined and more consistent at applying themselves every single possession.
Right. You know, I think we'll be a force to deal with. This system that we have, Frank and Jim, it's, you know, not to discredit anyone on our team, but, you know, we're a number two ranked team. Do we have a number two ranked draft pick that'll be in next year's draft? Probably not. You know, top 10, probably not. So what that says is we have a system that has to be reckoned with. You know, our guys bought into this system. They bought into playing defense. And, you know, and with that, we're going to get those athletes. We're going to get those players. We're going to start getting those blue chippers, you know, that some of the Dukes and the Kentuckys get. But we're doing well with what we have. And, again, not to discredit the guys that we have, but I think even the system is developing guys into blue chippers.
Yeah, I think the development of the players, I think that's one of the strengths of Tony's system. And I mean, of course, I think, you know, when you look at Justin Anderson, Malcolm Brogdon, London Perantes, Anthony Gill, I mean, our players are not too shabby either. No, they're
not at all.
They're not McDonald's All-Americans necessarily. But I think what Tony has developed is a basketball team as opposed to a collection of individuals.
Right.
And I'm not necessarily talking about other teams directly, but I think, you know, and I think the other thing that Virginia has acquired, the attitude of next man up, and you saw a little bit of that last night when Brogdon and Perantes went out of the game. Of course, Malcolm came back, but London never did. So you're playing without critical guys, but yet you still find a way to win, and Mariel Shayok, Devin Hall, and others stepped up.
Exactly. And I'll say this, if Coach Bennett doesn't get Coach of the Year or high consideration for it, I think it'll be a you know, shame. You know, I really do.
And possibly a sham.
Yeah. I mean, and I heard, I was listening to those four letters the other day, and I heard one analyst say that Virginia was going to slip up and would probably not get a number one seed. And I thought that was just ridiculous. And they already assume that Duke, you know, has a number one seed. We've lost one game all year, one game in ACC, where, you know, them, for example, they've lost three. You know, so I think that's just, you know, I don't know. I won't say the system not wanting to see good defense or, you know, 50-point games, but, you know, I think we're doing a great job, and Coach Bennett is doing a great job. And again, if he doesn't get Coach of the Year, yeah, I think it'll be a tragedy.
Well, Yuri, this is Chris Sill, the research analyst, and I'm hearing that. And, you know, honestly, as a Virginia fan, I kind of like hearing that ESPN doesn't think we'll get there. I wonder if, do you think Tony Bennett uses that as motivation with this team, where he plays it and says, look, guys, no one's expecting you to keep on playing?
Oh, yeah, I think they definitely are. A matter of fact, probably about a month ago, I text Coach Jason Williford and said they don't want us here. You know, they don't want us in this spot, and make sure the guys know that. And he said they already knew that. So that's exactly what you're saying. Yep.
Yuri, we got to take our first break. Can you hang with us through the break?
Sure can.
All right, Yuri Barnes, he's with us, a former Cavalier, 1995 graduate, went to the regional finals with that great team back in 95. He'll stick with us. You stay with us. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.